B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
A shady story from a Middleborough woman, why MySpace is apologizing, and a snowboard company being sued over Biggie. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Well, Chloe's a better person than me. After getting cheated on yet again, she finds herself defending Tristan.
Leroy has your sports.
And how the Nuggets didn't get into a fight with each other is beyond me.
But first, well, after being caught with 16 guns and ammunition in Brockton, three young men from Tennessee are being held without bail. So the three were sitting in a car in a driveway on Longwood Ave when someone called police about suspicious activity. Well, officers found seven handguns, ammunition, high-capacity magazines inside the car, and then nine more weapons in the trunk, including an AK-47. Then they also found face masks, two Kevlar gloves, and red handkerchiefs. And none of them had a license to carry. They will be back in court on Thursday. There's no word on why they were in Brockton,
Jesus.
But the mother of one of the men said that they were in the area on vacation.
Wait, hold on a second. Yeah. So wait, you got spring break,
yep.
You got Mexico, you got Puerto Rico, you got the Caribbean,
right.
And you got Brockton.
I guess.
That makes sense
so.
To me.
So. A strange story out of Middleborough. So a woman called police saying that a man drove up to her, asked for directions, and then tried to force her into a van. She said that she got away, ran into the woods to call police. Well, it turns out after an investigation, police found out that she made the whole story
You're
up.
You're lying.
Yes.
I saw that story all over my face.
Yeah.
All my Taunton friends were sharing that yesterday.
That
so
is
that
so
was
bizarre.
She was lying about it?
Yeah, and I haven't seen anything
Get
about
out.
Why she made that up, but that's very bizarre. And remember MySpace, you know, the most popular social media site between 2005 and 2008? Well, MySpace has apologized for losing 12 years worth of music that was uploaded to its site. And I guess this was because of a server migration error. And they're saying that there's a loss of potentially 50 million songs and the music of up to 40 million artists. MySpace was sold. I can't believe how much MySpace fell off. I mean, it was sold in 2005 for $580 million. In 2011, it was sold again for $35
Jesus.
Million.
Jesus. The biggest decision you ever had to make in your life was who your top friends were going to be and what song was going to be on your profile.
Oh, my God.
You could
Such
always tell
struggle.
When I was going through a breakup.
Right.
You could always tell.
And a snowboard company is being sued over Biggie. So Faith Evans and Biggie's mother, Valletta Wallace, are suing a company called Yes Snowboards because they used Biggie's image without permission. So Faith and Valletta had founded Notorious B.I.G. LLC to manage intellectual rights after Biggie's death. Well, the Biggie Snowboard is one in a series of other rappers, including your boy Tupac, Leroy, Eazy-E, and also ODB. All right, here's Melissa with the juice.
Well, Nicki Minaj is not married, everyone. You can calm down. After referring to her man, Kenneth Petty, as her husband on her Queen radio show last week, there were reports they had gone out and eloped. But Nicki says they are deeply in love. They have talked about marriage, but have not done it yet. You can now name Travis Scott in the same sentence as Garth Brooks, Michael Jackson, Janet Jackson, and Sting, as he has just now joined an exclusive club of artists who are able to sell out multiple shows at the Forum in L.A. And get this, in the two nights he performed his Astroworld tour there back in February, he made $1.7 million in two nights. $1.7 million, not a bad payday. And despite all that, things are still very rocky at home, as word is his relationship with Kylie. It's not very great since the cheating rumors surfaced. So bad that he's been walking around wearing a t-shirt with Kylie's face on it to prove his loyalty to her.
It.
Come on, Leroy, you wouldn't do that?
He's a lame. He's a lame. Come on, man.
And Chloe is definitely not acting like a woman scorned. After getting cheated on multiple times, it looks like she's trying to be the bigger person and publicly defending Tristan against deadbeat dad talk. Chloe responded to a fan who tweeted, "True Thompson only needs her mom." And Chloe tweeted back, "Thank you, love. You're very sweet, but Tristan is a very good dad to her. My sweet and special baby True will never be put in the middle of him and I can promise that." Apparently, Chloe wants to really keep the peace for the sake of their daughter, and we'll see how long that lasts. Here's Leroy with sports.
All right, Sox second baseman Dustin Pedroia, he's going to start the season on the injured list. don't worry, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with him. They're just, you know, trying to make sure his left knee it holds up well. Now, I'm going to stay in baseball because everyone's heard about the game Fortnite, right? Mm-hmm. Well, it's really affecting athletes now. All right? So Philadelphia Phillies player Carlos Santana, the story just came out that last season, while they were on like a 9-game losing streak, he found out that some of the players during the game were in the clubhouse playing Fortnite. So you know what he did?
Shut up.
Grabbed his bat and went in there and tore the TV up. That's my guy. I appreciate
that. I love that.
It's out of control. I need to do that to my kids and their TV. The Pats, you know, remember they traded for Michael Bennett. And we all thought that meant that there was a good chance his brother Martellus would come back out of retirement. But it's not going to happen. He said on Instagram that he's committed to his life as a creative.
Yes.
All right. If you don't know, he's an author and he just released a book called Dear Black Boy. And he also said scoring touchdowns, winning a Super Bowl has never made him feel the way he feels when he sees kids, families, and people enjoying things that he's created. So good for him. Shout outs to him.
Good for him, but it would have been nice to have him back in a Patriots uniform.
He's not coming back. And a big night at the Garden last night. The Celtics, they did lose to the Denver Nuggets 114-105, but the night really belonged to former Celtic Isaiah Thomas. I was in the building. I had a nice seat.
You sure did.
You were like practically courtside.
Man, I was about 10 feet away from Isaiah all night. But it was nothing but love in the building all night for him. During a timeout in the first quarter, the tribute video came on, and Isaiah, you could tell he was all emotional and everything. People were all crying and stuff. they need to get it together. I really do believe he wants to come back. Now, some of the reasons are the man showed up in Kelly Green's sneakers that he was going to wear if they made it to the finals.
Wow.
Okay, and not only that, like I said, I was sitting about 10 feet away. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I'm surprised him and his teammates didn't get into a fight. This dude was joking with Celtics players as they came down the court. You could tell he wanted to, like, he wants to be a Celtic. He was sitting.
And Leroy's starting trouble. No,
he was sitting on the end of the bench, and let's not forget, he was at Emerson College playing basketball with just locals earlier in the day. He's trying to reconnect. Connect with Boston. Danny Ainge and him, they came together. They showed love. I can see it happening. I can see it happen. But if I'm a Denver Nugget, I'm very, very upset with him about last night. Real quick, the Blue Jays and Sox, that goes down this afternoon. And the Bruins versus the New York Islanders tonight. And that's your sport.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.